The next speaker is Yoda V, please. Sounds the bell for the start, not yet for the end.
Is that Lulu?
No, that is wrong.
Oh, it's not a baby.
No, it's not a baby, it's wrong.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, chill.
Okay, I will try to explain what I'm wedding a little from this scientific community here. And to do so, I will try to explain what I'm doing right now fast, because I reduce everything with 4 slides upon the recommendation of Jan. Okay, when I moved to Mexico, one of the things I've noticed, because I had to work in the development of a PhD program for the institute I was working for, I realized that there was a lack of PhD holders in the university where I was. There are only 17% of the professors who have a PhD. And the consequence is it's very difficult to develop programs for PhD. There are only 5 in the university, and among these 5, 3 of them are professional, not oriented with the investigation, the research. And a large number of those who are having a PhD are requests for management of the university. So one of the problems that we have, it's difficult for a professor to have to find colleagues to do research with. There is nobody. It is difficult to organize a thesis committee with professors. We have to look outside, and in one of my students, I have professors from Canada, because they may pay for, we cannot. So what I've decided to do is to find, since I'm coming from the world of the distance education, my idea was to develop some sort of tools to help the students, giving them access to information and what they need to do their studies, and also to help the professors and to duplicate their accessibility and their disponibility to work as PhD holders. But in order to do so, I had to know what's going on exactly. Well, in the process of training a PhD student to research, the most important part is probably the mentoring of the PhD thesis director and the student. And what's going on exactly in this process, we don't know. And since I've noticed that the organization of the university is rather based on a organization top down with the power and from the rector to the director, I was wondering what's going on in between the professors and the students. Do we have the same authoritarisms or no? So, it was difficult to find how to. What I'm doing right now, I'm doing a systematic observation of what's going on, doing inquiries with the professors through their discourse upon the mentoring and the student, the result. But I needed some sort of model. So the only way I found, I'm sorry it's not animated, I had no time to really play with that, because I returned to the hotel to change everything. With the 2 actors, the student here, and it's in Spanish, excuse me, I had no time to translate. You have the mentor or the professors here, you have 2 actors. What's going on in between 2? What I've done is to use the poetic, aesthetic model to model the relationship in between the professor and the student. And the professor within his teaching will energize the skills to learn of the student, and the student in return will give value to the educative model he received. And here you have the distinction made by Gordon in between homeo and allo poetic process, and here in between. Incidentally, this gave me, it's a sideline, the opportunity to build a grid to analyze the video. I'm going to have the systematic observation of what's going on using the December. I don't know if it will work. I hope so. Right now we are doing the video, but we're going to analyze it only in the September. Okay, go back to the model. In this part of the work of the mentor, of the professor, one of the difficulties that we find is, and I focus on one problem only, which I consider is more or less at the level of this scientific community which you are. Okay? There's one missing. If we take the research process, we need information, then we elaborate a program, we find funding, we do the research, and we publish. This is the crucial part, and the worst, because it is at the start. It's not the publication at the end. Since we are doing research on local problem, we have to publish on local review. Otherwise, it's of no interest for the others. But in order to build a research, and in order to give the student information so they may progress in their training, we have this bug here. And what is the bug? The university, the one I am in for sure, we don't have the libraries that you have in the north. We use north, not west. Because we have a west, but our west is still as poor as the east. We don't have the means to have a coverage of all the scientific sector the university is having teaching. And in my university, we are only 100 kilometers away from San Diego, so we go to San Diego State University, or we go to UCSD University to find out what we want. But it's not the case for all the students, because first you have to wait an hour and a half in the line to cross to the States. It's 1 hour and a half ride, and the rest. Part of the problem that we face, for instance, is when you are, one of the presenters this morning made a reference to Google. Whew, if you go to Google, you have at least a month to go through all the references that Google will give you to find what? An article, maybe? It's not really a way to do it. And most of the reviews, or scientific reviews, which are online, or accessible online, you have to pay. I've been through the Springer company. They are the manager of 1,365 academic or scientific review. That's a lot. Eh? And if you find, okay, all the indexes are accessible online, but if you want, this one is the one I'm looking for, $25 to know what's in it. You just have access to the abstract. And $25 for a professor over there, it's half a day work. Follow me, at least. And it's not possible. There is another one, Taylor, Francis and Taylor, nearly 200 scientific review they are managing, and it's the same. You have others as shown with, where the reviews are in majority accessible free, but it's not really an habit. So what I'm asking to the scientific community, which you are representing, is, please, like Luke said yesterday, have a free access to mutation one way or the other. The other thing we would need, yes, this is the last one. The other thing we would need would be an organization, like your institute, for instance, not a portal, but like he was speaking up this morning, to drive the research in the good direction that we need for the kind of training our students or the research we want to do. Okay, I will not speak of the other problems, means of research and all that. They are linked to the usual gap in our sort. And we won't settle it here. Anyway, that's all.
Thank you so much, Gio. And I'm afraid I'm all now. Let me prepare the PowerPoint.